Yes, Your Grace.
Elisa's stomach clenched more tightly still as Dinis faced Clinton on the platform.
Of your kind permission and Mother Church's grace, I would take this final opportunity to express my contrition and acknowledge my guilt before God and man, seeking God's forgiveness. If that is your true desire, then speak, and may God hear your words and measure the truth in your heart,
Clinton replied.
Thank you, Your Grace.
Dennis's voice wasn't as deep or as powerful as Clinton's, yet it carried well against the breeze. He moved closer to the lip of the platform, leaning on his cane, gazing out across the crowd which had stilled its own shouts into silence as it awaited his public admission of guilt. The grim implements of torture loomed behind him, pregnant with their promise of cleansing agony, but he seemed unaware of them now. Elisa looked up at him, wishing she dared to come closer, yet already half sick with what she knew was about to happen. And then he began to speak.
Your Grace, you have asked if I have anything to say before I die for my crimes, and I do. I freely admit my most grievous failure in my duties as an Archbishop of Mother Church. It was my solemn charge to be both shepherd and father to the flock Mother Church had entrusted to me in God's name. It was my responsibility and my privilege to safeguard their souls, to teach them aright, to keep them in the way of God and the teachings of Langhorn, to discipline as a father must when discipline is necessary, knowing that only in that way can those committed to his charge be brought to proper understanding in God's unending love in the fullness of time. Those were my responsibilities to Mother Church and to the souls of the Archbishopric of Carus, and I have most grievously failed to meet them.
Dennis never looked away from the crowd in the plaza, never so much as glanced at Clinton, lest it be obvious he was seeking the Grand Inquisitor's approval of all he said. Yet, even without turning his head, he could see Clinton from the corner of his eye, and the satisfaction hiding behind the vicar's solemn expression was obvious. He knew what was coming next, for he had Dennis's promise.
"Too bad, Your Grace,"
the condemned ex-archbishop thought with a sort of grim, cold, terrified exultation.
"Some things are more important than what you want. And why should any condemned and apostate heretic keep a promise to a lying bastard like you? A true shepherd dies for his flock. As the Archangel Langhorn himself said, there is no greater love in any man than his willingness to die for others. And as Carus's archbishop, I ought to have been willing to listen to Langhorn's words. I was not. I feared the personal consequences of my failures as a child of God and an archbishop of Mother Church. And so, when Vicar Zamsin came to me expressing the concerns, the suspicions and fears which the reports of others had aroused in Carus's case, I did not tell him that each and every one of those reports was a lie.
Elisa's head jerked up in astonishment. Surely she hadn't heard him correctly. He couldn't possibly have said... Then her eyes darted to Clinton, saw the Grand Inquisitor's sudden, dark-faced fury, and knew she hadn't misunderstood a thing.